The cool, rainy weather that makes Ireland so green has shaped its food culture too. The potato, the most typical of all Irish foods, was introduced to Ireland in the late 16th century by explorers returning from the Americas. The new vegetable grew so well in the Irish climate that over the next 150 years it became the staple diet, especially of the rural poor. Historians calculate that by 1840, the average farming family in Ireland was eating at least 3.5 kilos of potatoes every day. But then came disaster. After an especially rainy summer in 1845, a mold appeared and destroyed the potato crop for 4 consecutive years. The impact was devastating. About 1 million Irish people died as a result of the so-called Great Famine, and up to 2 million Irish people emigrated. The potato had literally changed the course of Irish history. Although Irish food is, of course, far more diverse today than in the 1840s, plenty of traditional Irish potato dishes are still popular. Boxty, for example, is a kind of potato pancake. And Colcannon, the ultimate comfort food, is made with mashed potatoes, lots of Irish butter and cream, spring onions and greens. With so much coastline, shellfish are a specialty, especially oysters from the west coast and prawns from Dublin Bay. A famous folk song remembers the cockles and mussels that a fish seller, Sweet Molly Malone, used to sell in the streets of Dublin. A statue of Molly stands on Grafton Street today. Apart from shellfish, here are another 5 Irish dishes you wouldn't want to miss out on. Soda bread. This traditional Irish bread, which you'll find in every Irish home, rises thanks to buttermilk and baking soda rather than yeast. It's dense, has a slightly sour taste, and is delicious toasted. It's simple to make at home, provided you can find buttermilk. And during the 2020 lockdown, many home bakers across the world turned to Irish soda bread when yeast was in short supply. Irish butter. What could be nicer with a slice of toasted soda bread than some real Irish butter? The rich yellow colour is said to come from the beta carotene in all that green grass that Irish cows eat. Kerrygold Irish butter is a common sight on supermarket shelves across the world and was recently named as Ireland's most successful food export. Irish stew. This hot, simple dish, perfect for feeding a large family, is based on lamb, onions, parsley, and of course, potatoes. As with all stews, the secret is to cook it long and slow. Some recipes suggest combining 2 different types of potatoes, soft ones to thicken the sauce and hard ones to add texture. As you can see, potatoes really are a must in the Irish kitchen. Barn brack. This sweet bread made with raisins soaked in cold tea and whiskey makes a delicious afternoon snack. It's especially popular around Halloween, when you might find some surprises baked into it. For example, if you bite into your slice of barn brack and find a ring inside, it means that you will be the first at the table to marry. Black and white puddings. These 2 kinds of sausage are made with oatmeal, barley, and various bits of pig. The white pudding involves pig fat, while the black pudding uses pig blood. A slice of either or both might be included in a full Irish breakfast. This, like a full English breakfast, will also include fried eggs, bacon, and more.